man. His name was Chug Sparrow. He wanted to be a pirate, but sailed a wheelbarrow. He ran around people's backyards stealing their cans. To him that was a win, until one day saw a jeet had beat him to the blue bins. That was the day the feathers started hating the dots too. He rounded up 300 more chugs with a promise of free booze. Oh, Chug Sparrow pushed a stolen wheelbarrow. He was king of the curbside glow. He'd raid the night for bottles, but he always was too slow. Chug Sparrow pushed a stolen wheelbarrow with a hungry, stupid, drunken grin. Call the steal a win. They raided the bins at first light, but to their dismay, the jeets had gotten to them. Empties yesterday. So Chug kicked the wheelbarrow and cursed beneath his breath. Said we'll find another alley yet and drink to beat our death. He led the flock through fences, through hedges, mud and rain. With feathers ruffled, bottles clutched, they marched in drunken gain. But every bin was empty and every curb was bare. Still Chug Sparrow raised his arms and shouted to the air. Oh, Chug Sparrow pushed a stolen wheelbarrow. He was king of the curbside glow. He'd raid the night for bottles, but he always was too slow. Chug Sparrow pushed a stolen wheelbarrow with a and call the steal a win. Now he's got his tribe and he's all wound up to send these dots home. Only problem is it's welfare day, so they are all waiting for their checks in the mail at home. Nothing will get done, but they will get demolished, because they found enough cans for more shoe polish.
under one of them cold street lights. Watch another stolen car drive by. Watch your home and said, this is where I'm dying.
I ain't your kind of wife. I ain't that kind of wife. Never be your kind of wife. I'll never be your guy because you make me out, yeah.
Fucking offended by the way I had to grow up. So who's really been sliding? I'm white trash, and society better learn to recognize the difference.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
I remember one time Derek used a bunch of my mayoral campaign signs for target practice. Okay. All right. That's it.
The things we're talking about now, 10 years ago, was like...
are the same ones that the people being funded think that they're going against.
Exactly.
I actually got a lot of heat just for booking you.
Thank you for sticking to your guns and having me on.
From the land of the blackface prime minister, we're going to get an inside scoop.
That loose change got everything wrong about 9/11 besides the date.
Ooh, welcome back, everybody. Using the old intro.
Yes, welcome back to another Plaid Army stream. Today is Sunday, May 10th, 9:12 p.m. Getting a little late start today. I had a long week, to be honest with you. I was at work all week. We were up late on the weekend. So I haven't really been looking at politics or what's going on in the country, but I assume it's pretty much the same. Nothing has changed course. Thank you, Madam Breezy and Beep Boop Waffen, for making that intro music to Captain Chug Sparrow. I think that guy's going to become a staple on the show now. That's just too good of a character. Fuck. We're going to make him up into this whole lore about the guy. None of us have even met the dude, but fuck, that's funny. Hope everybody's got something to drink with them tonight. We'll be smoking as well. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, all the mothers out there. Oh, yeah, I lost my mother 16 years ago. 16? Almost 17 years ago. So, you guys appreciate the mothers that you still have. Because the people's mothers that are gone, they do wish they could appreciate still. Moratorium May? Yeah, that's for you guys. How do you know I didn't quit something? Just because I'm doing other things doesn't mean I didn't quit something for May. Tell you what, I'm going to stop having sex in May. That'll be what I give up. Yeah. Oh, good. You quit smoking, Breezy? Good to hear. Also, that was real. This banner. I am hosting a party. This would technically be the third Bigot Fest, I believe. Doesn't seem like anybody else is claiming that name, so we're bringing it back. We're bringing back Bigot Fest. It should be a good time. Actually, let me get this set up as well, because I'm going to start taking the RSVPs. Oh, yeah, you need the at in there. Scroll across the screen. There you go. PlaidArmy1@gmail.com, and we can start taking the RSVPs. So it'll be $40 for the whole weekend and $20 just for the Saturday. We're having a pig roast. We're going to have some fights. Those pugil sticks that you see in the flyer right there, that's actually going to be a thing. A couple of people are going to stand on pedestals trying to knock each other off. And it should be a good fucking time. There's a few surprises. Not only is it going to be a party and a pig roast and have a couple of fights, but it's going to be a bit of a trade show as well. So if you want to bring your wares, set up a booth, and talk to our community. Our people have been looking for something like this for a while. So we'll have a like a Second Sons table, the Diagonal table with my book and such. Hopefully Operation Ensign can make it up. Dominion Society. Silverlink said he's going to set up a booth and show how to make silver. Probably have some custom pieces. Yeah, it should be a good time. There's also something we've been working on. The people that I've been working with, I can't say enough good things about them, but we're trying to work on affordable housing in this area. And there will be a booth there at the trade show and at the party so people can take a look and see if it's if it helps them get out of the city and come up here. At least we'll control who lives in that community. There'll be a couple of stipulations. Like, that is, there'll also be private banking, so private mortgages. But if you decide to sell and you want to leave, you just sell it back to the financer at fair market value. I mean, people have been talking about trying to build these communities and that, so I think it'd be cool. You guys can come and check it out at the party. They'll have plans showing you what the layouts look like and a lot more information on them. But I think it's a good project. I see nothing but good coming out of this. And the party, it's just going to be fucking amazing as well. I know a lot of people have been looking to get out of the city, so with the housing, there's also going to be jobs that you'll be able to get. You know, if you're a tradesman, really, we're looking for trades. So if guys could walk around at the party with their trade on them, if you're a Sparky, if you're a Tin Banger, you know, whatever you are, wear it, get to know people, meet with them, and fucking got to make the move. Get out of the city. It'd be nice to have everybody in the same community, right? It's North Bay. That's where it'll be. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of cool booths there for everybody to check out. I think it'll be good for networking, you know, get to know everybody in this community, our community, and, yeah, good time. Obviously, music. Said there's going to be a pig roast, deep-fried turkey, venison. We're going to try and get a bear before then. I was actually out trying to get another turkey just the other day. I didn't get anything, but it was a nice little hunt. That's weird. Some of you said it was muted, but others said that they love the sounds. So what's going on here? Anyways. No, I was looking for turkey. I'm not going to take out a deer when we're going for turkeys. But next time. Next time, we'll get more. It's going to be great meals at this. It wasn't muted. Yeah, most people could hear it. Weird. Why would I let the deer steak get away? Because I'm not a packy and I follow the rules. It's not the season. So, weird. Some people it was muted for them. Others say it was fine. Je ne sais pas. I do not know. I hope to see a lot of you there. Like I said, it's $40 for the whole weekend. That'll be the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bring your trailers, bring your tents. Otherwise, you'll be sleeping outside by yourself. Everybody's responsible for their own sleeping quarters, but there will be plenty of room for parking, trailers, and the trailer area will be separate from the party area. And so everybody will be able to sleep. So like I said, it's $20 for the Saturday, $40 for the weekend. You can RSVP at this email right there going across the screen. And send it. But send your name. Depending on what you send me, don't make me guess of if you're bringing your kids, if you're bringing whatever. It's kid-friendly. There'll be games for the kids. There'll be games for the adults. I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised when they show up. I've been wanting to do something like this for a long time, so it'll go really good. There's a lot of people around that wanted this to happen, so might be pretty big. We're also going to have the pugil sticks, and what they used to call it jousting in American Gladiators. So you know we got two guys, the helmets, the sticks, standing on the platform trying to knock each other off. Tug of war. I would like to have a tug of war. We can definitely get a rope to do that. I'm going to write that one down, actually. But yeah, it'll be fun. Outhouses, the whole bit. We'll have a stage for people to do a couple of little speeches, announcements. Read the riot act to the boys, because this isn't for you guys to get shitty. You know, not during the day. Wait until the kids are done. Then you can get shitty after that. It'd be nice to get everybody to RSVP so I got an idea of how many people are coming and we know exactly how much food to get, because we'll have to get burgers and hot dogs and the usuals, just to if people aren't into pig, turkey, bear, venison, all that shit. And we're thinking about trying a new dish. You guys have obviously had pork, and you've had Yorkshire puddings. We're thinking about making Porkshire puddings. May not happen. That one I'm just throwing out there. Might be a little too hard to make for everybody. But if you've got some ideas from some good traditional Canadian dishes, stick to the beer. Yeah. The hard alcohol doesn't come out. There will be a Caesar table so you can make your own Caesars. Tikka masala? No. And there will be no butter chicken. And don't bring anything kosher or halal. We're going to put pork on everything. So only a certain crowd we're trying to attract here. We used to do a pig roast all the time when I was growing up, though. We had one running for like 12 years in Wasaga Beach. So I would like to start doing the same thing again. But it's going to be a party. Come hang with the bigots. So that's Bigot Fest, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. RSVP down below. And that's plaidarmy1@gmail.com. Send it in and make sure you tell me how many people you're bringing. You know, if you're bringing three people or two people for the Saturday, I won't know that. if you just send $40, I'll assume it's one person for the whole weekend. So I need names so I can write them down. Expose all you guys to the feds. Anyways, we'll mention that again towards the end of the stream, but we might as well get in to some racisms. I saw that you guys were talking about that MP that Lawson is riding, a Muslim majority riding. I don't even know the fucking guy's name. It doesn't matter. He deserves that. You brought a bunch of people from another country, different cultures, into your own riding, and now you're getting pushed out by that riding? No shit. You didn't see that coming? You're being colonized. Oh, this was a video that Beep Boop Waffen put together for me. It did pretty well on different platforms. I was drunk in the video, and you can obviously tell, but it's still a pretty good fucking video.
ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਮਦਰਦੀ ਭਾਈ ਗਾਲ ਤੂੰ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਕੱਢਦਾ
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਗੱਡੀਆਂ ਦੱਸ
ਹਾਂ
ਐਵੇਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੌਲਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ
Canadians have lost the ability to be able to identify what an invading army looks like. Like, Canada, think about it for a second. What would it look like to you? Would it be people coming up on shores in boats, running onto our shores with weapons and stuff like that? Because that didn't happen. So is that what the trigger should have been? Like, there's a bunch of people that are not the same color as you, that don't speak the same language as you, wear different clothes than you, and they're allowed to wear weapons in your government buildings. They can have full-on arguments about the future of your children in a different language than what we understand. How are we allowing these people to take power over us? Why are we being so fucking oblivious to what's happening in this country? They don't care about you and your family. You don't get to have blood and soil. It's about them and their family and their language. They're in the buildings that our ancestors built for us. They have taken over those institutions. They're taking up our trade routes. They're pushing you out of your own country. Can't really say it any more fucking plain as that. An entire biker gang went to your premier's house. He wraps a rag on his head for the people that are colonizing you. He's capitulating to them by wearing the uniform as a humiliation ritual. Patrick Brown, the mayor of Brampton, do you know how fucking stupid he looks? They're taking over. It may have happened over fucking a few years, a long time, but look at where we are now. Can you imagine trying to go into that building and trying to get something done that you thought was fucking important? Somebody that hasn't woken up yet. Somebody that hasn't realized what's going on yet, and they're still fighting for more migrants and refugees and more TFWs, and they go into their fucking government building to try and get something done, and it's like Mumbai. People are going to wake up fast to what's going on. It's insanity. Yeah, he did a good job on that video. So thank you, Beep Boop Waffen, for that. I appreciate it. I don't usually have good rants like that, but that was pretty good. But you could tell I was drunk in the video. It takes away for a little bit of it, but... Hey, if a drunk guy could fucking say it like that. Motivation Center, thank you for gifting the subscription. Appreciate that. We do end up taking more home from the subscriptions than you do just from Super Chats. So, Derek just cooked better than grandma. I saw Adam Says Things say something. Wasn't Patrick Brown the one who opened a hockey rink for himself during COVID? Yes, he did. That was him. He also got kicked out as being the... Doug Ford replaced him as the conservative leader of the provincial CPC or whatever the fuck they call themselves. He got caught in a scandal with some young 22-year-old after the bar at his place, which isn't a scandal if you ask me. Fucking glad to know he's straight. But he's an absolute slimeball, that's for sure. Great job on that video, beep boop. Let's go to a racism that happened in Kelowna.
You dumb motherfucker! What are you fucking filming?
You're being ridiculous.
You dumb fucking idiots!
I have this all on video.
I don't give a fuck, I'm parking right here, you stupid sad niggers!
That's okay, sorry.
Fucking dumb fuck!
That's okay.
Get the fuck in the truck, you dumb fuck! You dumb fucking idiot! Get the fuck in the truck, I'll knock you out!
And you buy your fucking engine, I'm telling you.
Do you want my number?
Yeah, number one, you dumb bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
Excuse me, ma'am, do you want my number?
I want your fucking number.
Sir, come any closer, I'm going to call the police on you.
Shut the fuck up. You're a sad nigger, too. You just traded in your magic carpet for a fucking Porsche?
Do you think racism is the answer? God, you're terrible.
Fucking dumb sad fucking nigger.
Oh, fuck. It's going to get so much worse, too. Like, it doesn't get better. Racial relations in this country isn't going to heal. It only gets worse from here out. That's fucking funny. There's more of it, too. I told you guys what it's going to be like when they get into positions of power. Like, if you're driving on Highway 11 and you get hit by one of those big trucks, shoved off the road, you call the cops, and one of them show up. So now you're dealing with two Terminators. You know how bad that's going to suck? It already sucks for this guy. It happened in Alberta.
Why are you giving me a ticket for mud flaps? This is a stock vehicle. What is required? Pull out your tape measure. I want to see this.
Look it up.
Nope. I'm asking you what you're charging me for.
For not having mud flaps on the front.
On a stock vehicle.
Yes.
On a stock vehicle.
Yes.
Really?
You got to buy those.
Go get your supervisor. This is bullshit. You're a joke. I need one. I'm not leaving.
You cannot leave.
You're required. You are required. I don't give a shit.
I'm not required to do nothing.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I've been nice to you so far.
Yeah?
I'm not going
to
be.
You've been nice to me. You're charging me for fucking window tint and fucking mud flap. Get your fucking supervisor.
Come
on. Hey. Hey. Where's your mud flaps? What's the difference?
So, I have a question. You charge me for driving too close to somebody. What is considered too close?
And I have a dash cam.
Do you?
Okay, so what is considered too close, please?
Hey, it's my word of mouth to your mouth. What is too close? What? What? Was I one less than one car? In your opinion, I'll see you in court. Thank you.
I'd say Buddy cooked him right there. Where's his mud flaps? Imagine if this guy became a cop. There's another fellow visiting a gas station.
Say this clear. Zoom it, zoom it. Zoom here. Zoom it here, motherfucker. Zoom here. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Hey, this is for you. Zoom here. You piece of shit. Zoom here. Zoom, zoom. Zoom this. See? You want to see it? You want to see it?
Engineers and doctors, man. Engineers and doctors. Thank you, Calgary Jaybird, for gifting the subscription. Much appreciated. And Droff Work. Gentrification is much better than jeetification. Yeah, we got to stop using that term jeets. We need something a little more harsh. Shitskins is good, but jeets actually means... Jeet to them means victorious, so we got to stop calling them that. We need, like, banchoed, that's good. Or just, in English, sister fucker. They're both good.
Hey everyone, I want to wish the entire Sikh community across Ontario a happy Gurpurab as you gather with your family, friends, and loved ones to celebrate the 555th birthday of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, founder of the Sikh faith. Let this be a reminder of the teachings and blessings that have shaped the Sikh community. I hope you all have a wonderful celebration, wishing you all the very best.
That's the Premier of Ontario. Hey, Dougie, that's our guy. that one should have been in the video. Beep Boop Waffen did as well. I just got a note from a friend there that this is the introduction that they get when they go to watch me on Twitch. Oh, just one second there, bud. Rance Derrick's content is not intended for certain audiences. It may contain drugs, intoxication, or excessive tobacco use. would you like to continue there? Okay. Okay, then. We'll continue. Well, if we're on the Indian train right now, we might as well talk about more Indians. This is an Indian talking about Indians.
Fairness. Now, these are all European concepts. You think that these are parts of firmament. They aren't. The concepts like fairness, justice, trust, empathy, and impartiality are completely alien concepts to the Indian mind. They cannot differentiate between right and wrong. They simply can't differentiate between what is right and wrong. They do not have the concepts, the Western value concepts that you think are a part of the natural existence. They aren't. Human rights is a Western concept that is incomprehensible to Indians. They fail to understand personal space and respect for the individual. Speaking to them about rights, even negative rights, I'm not talking about positive rights, even about negative rights only leads to confusion. So here is the foundational principle to understanding India. It is an amoral, irrational society devoid of values. Any values you try to instill will slip off like a water off a duck's back. So here is the problem with Indians. You cannot teach them anything good until the foundations of morality, rationality, causality, and other Western values have first been laid in their minds. How would you do that job? I don't know how you can do it. Without these foundations, the fruit of the Western civilization only serve to turn their hedonistic tendencies into something more malevolent.
Yeah, they're a rotten society. The people suck. But that's okay. Fucking... Mark Carney, I forgot his fucking name. Mark Carney is expediting 33,000 temporary foreign workers to Canada because, you know, we need that fucking, we need them, obviously. Get a couple more videos here. Yeah, I wanted to load a couple of more up. If we're talking about Indians, we'll stick with that for a little bit. This is actually one that I did. Did it go down? I'll put this one in first. Did you guys see Sean Strickland in the fight last night? It was kind of a shit fight. But this was funny.
Yeah. The moment you let go of my back, you're, oh my God, what happened to my face? Look, a horror movie.
You were in a 5-round fight. It was a good one.
Christ, I look like I'm part of APAC. Yeah.
Were you surprised in that second?
Ah, fuck, that's funny. Anyways, back to the Indians. They are talking about deporting a bunch of Indians, but we all know that's not going to happen. They're going to do exactly what Jaskarat Sidhu Singh is doing and exhaust every option to try and stay, because there's nothing worse than sending anyone to India, even Indians. They hate it too. So, despite that, they can't see themselves or view themselves as a punishment to us.
Okay, white people, listen up. It's our time to get them back.
Guys, if your Canadian visa is about to expire and you're planning to stay in Canada illegally, there's very bad news for you. Canada's deputy minister has made an announcement.
By the end of May, we'll have an indicator in the system indicating whether somebody is present in the country or not. I found it surprising that we hadn't previously had that, but we're going to have that indicator.
That they are going to introduce an indicator by the end of May, in which they will track down whose work permit or study permit is going to expire within 15 to 20 days. Then they will call them and, you know, alert them that, okay, your work permit or study permit is about to expire.
So what we do is we call random Indians in the phone book and just tell them their visas have expired.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it, folks. Yeah, can you imagine if they just got rid of 5 million Indians? You know, housing would be cheaper, wages would go up, everything would balance out. Our kids would have jobs. Chucky's extremist circus says my father is a stroke survivor and needs a therapist to help with mobility. Guess who showed up? A fucking Jeep. Fucking boomer has gone senile because he sees nothing wrong with this shit. Oh, fuck. Well, that's why we have to balkanize people. That's honestly what has to happen. If you want white people taking care of your family when they get older, taking care of you when they get older, then you have to build in an area that that's going to be primarily your people. So I would like to we don't have to smell color anymore, huh? I'd like to invite everybody again to the party. Come see what it's like up here in North Bay. See what it's like in the north. See if you want to move up here. A lot of people don't do anything until they're forced to. But you can see the writing on the wall. If you're anywhere in southern Ontario, you need to get the fuck out. What else we got for you guys? Just to add to the colonization theory, because somebody was calling me out, or trying to call me out about this video, because in my post, I said what an invasion looks like. People, different color, different clothes, different language, carrying weapons, blocking trade routes. And I said, they're not blocking trade routes. That's the 427. What do you think a trade route is? Right? They're not making roads for your convenience. They're made for trade, for commerce. That's the truth. Like, most of the roads we live on, or a lot of the roads, they're there because a logging company made them, or a hydro company had to do it to get hydro somewhere. They're trade routes, and they're made safe, right? They don't want people robbing your goods and services during commerce. Like, anyways, that's exactly what's happening here. And that's why I talk about Highway 11. If they take over Highway 11, they've taken over a trade route to the north. And like, a place like Cochrane wouldn't be able to survive without trade routes because it gets too cold. You still need food to be shipped to you. You need goods. So, anyways.
So Highway 407, 427 ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਘੋੜੇ ਖਲੋਤੇ ਆ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਠਾਠਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਕੱਟਣਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਖਾਲਸੇ ਦੇ ਜਨਮ ਦਿਹਾੜੇ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਨਗਰ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਮਾਲਟਨ 2026 ਦੇ ਸਮੂਹ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਖਾਲਸੇ ਦੇ ਤੇ ਖਾਲਸੇ ਦੇ ਰਾਖੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।
What the fuck is that? That's an invading army, Canada. I don't see how you can't see it any other way. Bring back the Butcher of Amritsar. Where is it? Fuck, I had this video loaded up. got lost, I think. Well, this one's funny either way.
1, 2, 3, ready, steady, and go. Jaldi. Good. Upar dekh. Ab dekho kaun leke aayega. Aa jayega. Ja subante wo bhi khilayenge ja. Ja do the ja 10 ice cream khila re.
I did have another video of a Jeep just driving through a pile of Jeeps that were on the highway, but I seem to have lost it. I know you guys were asking about the beaver video, so I'll bring that one up. Now, people are saying it's a bunch of Indians getting attacked by a beaver, and I don't know if that's true, because there's a dog in the video, and Indians don't typically have a dog like that. Regardless, it's nice to think it was Indians.
I was getting attacked by a fucking beaver. Yo! Look at this shit! Oh my fucking god! Holy shit! Holy shit, yo. This thing's coming over here. Yo, it's fucking attacking people.
Fucking beaver waffing, eh? Yeah, it's a funny video regardless. Here's another one I made of Patrick Brown, because we were speaking about him earlier.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. Can you tell which thing is not like the other before I finish my song?
Yep, Patrick Brown, you look like a fucking clown. Patrick Clown. That's his new name. Here's an Uber strike that's happening in Canada.
But all the province, they are raising the price for a general labor and a general worker who's working. But why it's happening with us? Like our pays are going down. If I compare the pays 6 months ago or 1 year ago, you will see the difference. Like if we were getting like 60% of the pays before that, right now we are getting
30%. Why is it always one race of people that's out there striking like this?
We are requesting to the Nova Scotia Immigration of Minister and Federal Immigration Minister. We are not just our numbers. We are human beings and we should be treated as a human beings. ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੋਏ ਆ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਲੀਫੈਕਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਪੀਐਨਪੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਫੇਅਰ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਫਾਈਲ 2024 ਮਈ ਫਸਟ ਤੋਂ ਲੱਗੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਤੇ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਫਾਈਲਾਂ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਇੱਕੋ ਦਮ ਰਿਜੈਕਟ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਗਈਆਂ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਸਹੀ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਿੰਸ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ.
No idea what the fuck he's saying, but he's demanding to stay in our country. Kick him the fuck out. There was also a dragonfly strike. Yeah, dragonfly. That's the one that has been accused a few times in this area of standing around staring at kids. They only hire temporary foreign workers. And guess who owns Dragonfly? It was Jean-Sebastien Joly, Melanie Joly's brother. This company opened up as soon as she got into office in 2015. They're a subcontractor for Amazon. It's pretty much how communism is going to come into this country, is you get a whole bunch of temporary foreign workers in your company, replacing the natural born population. And then once they're in there, they're going to demand a union and end up closing these companies. So we're going to have a bunch of fucking brown unemployed motherfuckers driving around our cities and towns looting. Not crazy to think. This will cheer you up, though.
Pull out.
તો જાળી નાખશો ને અહીંયાથી નાખશો કે ત્યાંથી નાખશો તો કૂદકો તો લગાવી છે તો
ડોફા જાળી તો મારે લગાવવાનું હું પચાસ
ના અહીંયાથી એમ
What's always wild about these videos of people dying in India is that there's so much lack of reaction. Like, there's no reaction from these people. They don't care. Like, life means nothing to them. And we're bringing them here in so many numbers. Here's the video I was looking for before. This is how you handle the protesters, the way an Indian would, because we're all about Indian culture here in Canada. That even took a delayed reaction. Nobody started screaming for a couple of minutes until they realized, oh fuck, I should be screaming. Here's another one. It just makes me smile. It does. We'll do a few more Indian ones, and then we're going to switch on to a different race.
What's your least favorite race, bro?
Shit. Probably Indian.
Mine's the Kentucky Derby.
That's a good one. Ask your buddies that. What's your least favorite race? And throw that one at them. This is what it's going to look like in Canada, if it doesn't already look like this down at Union Station. I can't wait. Man, it's going to be awesome. All these Indians here. It's just going to make... Do you notice something in that video, too? That they're all wearing their backpacks on their front of their... In the front. I guess backpacks were made in a high-trust society, weren't they? Not in a thieving, dirty jeet fucking society.
Listen, I need your help.
My brother.
Yeah, sure. I'm filming a music video. Okay. I have 22 Indians. Okay. I'm trying to get them in my section. Can you please help me, bro?
You have 22 people?
22 Indians.
Definitely not.
I hate those cunts, but that was a funny answer. All right, we'll watch one more Indian die. Dude, like, what happens? not one person stands up and is like, well, no, 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 we should not do this. No. Like, there's hundreds of people around there just waiting to watch this guy get crushed by a rock. Oh, it's amazing. All right. Let's switch on to a different race now. Who wants to see the most Jewish thing ever?
I'm going to get the gold out of this dirty old carpet. You take the carpet, burn it. You take the ashes, they look like this, and you crush them. And then you begin a complicated chemical process that this guy has perfected right here. Eventually, you get liquid gold. Once you get the liquid gold, you add one more chemical, and it turns into a solid gold. The solid gold is dried up and then cooked out in one of these, and out comes a guy like this.
Why did the carpet have gold in it? Well, when you file jewelry, sometimes it gets into the ground, and then you burn it out, and that's why you shop TracksNYC.com.
So remember that when you're filing down your gold and doing stuff that none of us probably do. All right, one more Indian. This guy is delivering your food. Look where his finger was.
This is the shocking moment an Uber driver is caught in a bizarre act on a doorbell cam before he leaves the food and flees.
He smelt his finger after that. He wiped it on the wall and then smelt it. All right, let's switch to... We'll gradually move over to black people. How's that?
People of Bulgaria, if they really agree with that statement. On a scale of 1 to 10, how racist are you?
Middle.
Middle.
Yeah, I would say the same.
Well, most people are at zero, so technically you are kind of racist.
Yeah, no. Great.
Would you ever live in an apartment full of black people?
No, that's like a refugee camp.
Why are you racist?
My grandfather was racist. My father is racist. I'm a racist. It's in my DNA.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how racist are you?
11.
What would you say to all the immigrants?
Get out. Go to Asia. Go to go through Asia. You have a country. You have own country. Fight for your country. This is your country. This is my country. You're not welcome here.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I don't feel bad for that. Yeah, I'm a racist. He's racist too.
Yellow people are shit. And also like black people are shit.
Yellow That's people? Why? Who are the yellow people?
The Asians.
Would you let a black person date your children?
No.
Why?
Because of the bloodline, to be continued white. Not other country, not other, or Arab, or Muslim, or must be Christian, must be white.
Must be white.
We are a different race.
Is Bulgaria racist?
Yes.
Do you think the majority of Arab kids are taught how to make bombs?
Yeah.
If you had the choice, would you kick them out of the country?
Yeah, of course. 100%.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how racist are you?
7, I'll say. Yes. I hate every, how you say it, religions? Not religions, like ethnicities.
You hate every ethnicity?
Yes.
Tell me about an experience.
We're cross-passing and then out of nowhere start making some animal noises, something like this. Typical racist things.
Yeah. Saying the N-word.
Yeah, it's like a hello word.
Yeah. So in Bulgaria, the N-word is a hello word.
Yeah.
Instead of saying hello, you say n***a, right?
Yeah.
What animal noises specifically?
Well, monkey, for example.
That's good shit. It looks like YouTube's been taken down. Just no sense of humor. You're right. Oh, well, they can go over to Rumble. There's other places you can come watch. They're already starting to come in on the channel. It's funny when YouTube gets yeeted, you just start watching Rumble's numbers jump up. You guys shouldn't have been on YouTube in the first place. Here, this is a funny prank.
These are my favorite.
You can favorite.
Oh, you got meat?
It's hard to find meat.
I'll take it.
Got three.
This is a blessed country.
These are my favorite.
Are you fucking with me or what? I'm about ready to blow your brain.
Okay, okay.
Put my shit back in the cart. Why are you fucking with me?
Just you're seeing just what you got. My shit? Just seeing what you got, sir.
Well, you see what I got, right?
Oh, we saw what you got.
Okay.
Scary.
He just pulled out a gun on us, bro.
That's apparently how you deal with that.
Yo, do I have to watch this?
Yes, Mike. It's time you learn something, right? And this is why you can't make these types of jokes anymore.
Okay, play it.
Imagine being taken away from your home in chains. Imagine never having new clothes to wear, or enough food to eat, or a real bed to sleep in. Imagine being forced to do bad work and work every day, all day long, and never get paid. Because
it's not chicken, relax.
Property, they can be sold away from their families at any time. Many were sold in auction.
1 hour later.
Wow. I told you, Mike. Not all jokes are funny. We really had it tough out there.
Tough? You guys had free rent. Free food. Free room and board.
That's what
you guys are frolicking the fields.
That's
world
what you
was
took
thriving. You even, the auction looked like the draft.
Okay.
Like, you were on the podium,
okay,
the stadium.
Okay, I think you missed the complete point of this video.
You guys honestly got fucked. Now your ass is paying taxes, slaving away, doing a 9-to-5. They had it better, man. You guys blew it.
Thanks for the popcorn. We should watch Entourage next time.
Fucking chirp at the end. Good shit. We'll have a couple of more videos, guys, but I was only going to do an hour tonight. I mainly wanted to come on and talk about the party. And actually, you know what? There is something we could get into. Have you guys heard of Forum? The Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities. Let's see if we can show you. Yeah. I'll show you the one. They share this with the Northern Municipalities, councillors, and different people, and I managed to get my hands on it. But they're warning everybody, you guys probably seen him, Josh Parsons, about the Dominion Society stickers being down, or they were taking them down. It's not in our community. Rah, every immigrant's welcome here in our community. Diagonal and Second Sons are also mentioned in this. So yeah, that's the Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities. FUNM. And it's funny, they do have a section on Highway 11 here. Oh, yeah, can't really see that. But urgent actions on highway safety, Highway 11 and 17. Highways 11 and 17 from the... form the backbone of the Trans-Canada Highway through Northern Ontario and are essential corridors for movement of people, goods, and emergency services across Canada, also known as a trade route. And whereas these highways support Northern Ontario's resource economy, connect communities to health care and services, and carry significant national supply chains. And whereas Northern Ontario continue to experience troubling numbers of serious collisions on highway closures each year. So, what they're going to do is they're going to form a committee to talk about what they're going to do because they can't figure it out. They don't have their finger on the pulse, the brown pulse of our fucking trade routes. And they go on and on, but that's essentially all they're going to do. So they're going to form a committee. They're going to talk about a 2+1 highway. But in that same report, it talks about addressing labor shortages throughout tailored immigration pathways. I want to go and sit in on one of these meetings and just see what the fuck these people are doing. Half of them, I bet, are just mailing it in. You know, they just look at the stuff in front of them. They're collecting a paycheck. They don't care. They think they're important. They just sign away whatever they think they're doing, whatever everybody else is going along with. So it's going to get worse. All the more reason for you guys to get up here away from that city so we could start claiming some ground and setting some borders. This guy kind of explains it here.
And keep in mind, Vietnam was part of what we're seeing now, right? In World War I and World War II, this is all the same war, actually. There's different generations. This is a contest for controlling the world and controlling as much of the world as possible. I mean, for the highest level players. But when it comes to getting on a war setting, I think one of the things that you'll see very highly likely is there will be a draft in the United States. And people are like, well, that'll never work because nobody will ever support them again. They don't care. They don't care about your support. They're going to kill you. Right? They don't care what you think. They're going to do what you will let them do. If you don't stop them, they will do it. They don't have borders that you don't set. Their only borders are the borders that either physics sets, God sets, or we set. That's their borders. That's it. And they're floating a balloon on it right now. You know, they floated the balloon, 42 years old, and so they let that die off. That's how it happens. And then they'll, oh, we're just going to draft a few, that sort of thing. And then they'll end up drafting a bunch of people, this is my guess, and kill huge amounts of Americans off, like has happened with Ukraine. And then they'll start replacing our army with, like, Haitians or whatever, and they'll use those to genocide the remnant, and then that army will be killed off, right? So it'll be kill off us, kill off them, keep the remnant that you want, and those will be your slaves. It's really a simple plan. In its essence, it's quite simple. Kill them off through famine, through war, through pestilence, through death jabs. There's still people making excuses for Trump for death jabs.
Jabs.
I mean, we don't have time for those people. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're... I hate to write somebody off because it's just not... It doesn't feel right deep down inside. But we don't have time for that, right? We don't have time for such silliness. This is really serious work. People are either going to stand up in the capacities, whatever they're at. The most dangerous thing that we can do is talking into these microphones. This is basically combat. No kidding, right? It doesn't get any more dangerous than this. Whatever position that you're in, if you can do or not do something to slow things down, thwart them, confuse them, make them run around in circles, do it.
You need to set your borders. So I'm going to show this again, everybody. Bigot Fest, July 24th to 26th weekend, Friday to the Sunday. We're having a pig roast, fights, lots of food, pugil sticks, gladiator style, knife throwing contests, kids games and activities, trade show, vendors from the community. Like I said, you'll have like Diagolon, Second Sons, hopefully Dominion Society comes up, Operation Ensign. We'll have a Silver Lynx is setting up a booth. So you can get custom silver, and the big one is going to be the affordable housing. So people in our community will get likely the first crack at any of these. There will also be, we're working on private mortgages. I'm not sure if that's a go, but by the party, we'll have everything set up so you guys can look at. And don't you want to live in a community where everybody knows each other? Where you used to be able to have street parties and such. So, yeah, RSVP platarmy1@gmail.com. Tell me if it's just you or your kid for the Saturday, or, you know, you and the kids for the weekend, you and your spouse for the weekend. It's $40 a head for the weekend, $20 for the Saturday. And the more people that RSVP, the more fun we'll be able to have. I hope everybody pitches in to make it a good time, because many hands make light work, and our community needs something like that. Alex Wood says, all peaceful periods came to an end eventually, always. Ain't that the truth? This is fucking funny. Question for Derek. How come the moon is always in the same place each time you stream? Because that's not the moon. That's the reflection of a light over there. But that's pretty funny. Yes, I hope to see all you bigots at the party. RSVP, and I'll make the list, so that way when it comes to closer to the time, I'll be able to send everybody the address. But you get, it's around North Bay. We'll say that for now. We'll watch a couple of more videos, then we're going to call her a night, guys. Well, I'll start with... I know there's been a... yeah, moon conspiracy. Derek is part of it. That's it. Fuck, they're going to figure out we're actually on a flat Earth if I didn't move the moon in my background. So there's a fight going on right now with Dan Bilzerian and Nick Fuentes, Jake Shields, and a bunch of people are choosing different sides. And I don't really care. This is, honestly, for me, it's just part of the show. Like, I'm watching American politics, and that's just the show. I'm more concerned about what's happening here and in my community. But so I'm not really going to comment on it. I saw Lucas Gage was involved, and yeah. I don't really know, but I thought this was funny. I saw a couple of AI videos of when... Do you remember when that lady went to Nick Fuentes' house? And he ended up pepper spraying her and pushing her off the pushing her off the porch and shit?
What are you doing? Oh, fuck out of here.
I don't care who you are or what you think of Fuentes. That's fucking funny shit.
Get over here!
Ah, fuck AI. It can be funny for some things. Yeah, everybody's fucking blaming each other for being snitches and all that shit, so... Fucking happens everywhere, doesn't it? Snitches, feds, everybody's fucking paranoid about it, and rightfully so, but what else we got for you guys? Oh, this was an interesting bit from Runkle of the Bailey. You guys with guns probably want to hear this.
If you don't want to break the law, but you also...
Sorry, gun licenses.
If you don't want to break the law, but you also want to annoy the government, one of the things you can do is you are allowed to destroy a gun on your own. When you destroy a prohibited or restricted firearm, and all of these affected guns are now prohibited guns, you are required to report the destruction, but you're not required to prove it. You're not required to provide them with the parts. You're not required to anything. And so this is going to annoy the hell out of them if it happens in any significant numbers. Because you might get gun owners going, yes, here's my AR, here's the serial number, and I destroyed it. And they'll say, prove it. And you say, no, I don't have to. Now, the one thing you should definitely not do is don't report it destroyed if it's not destroyed, because the false report is itself a crime. And if they ever find that gun anywhere and you reported it destroyed, you're going to be in a world of shit.
Some useful information for people. You don't want to do that, obviously. All right, let's listen to some black wisdom.
Where I come from in Zimbabwe, we watch hip-hop music.
Yeah.
And they always go, yeah, yeah, I'm the
yeah.
I'm like, I want to be an That's what I want.
Because you didn't have the historical context, yeah. Right?
Because
yeah,
it comes from... What that?
I want to be a...
They all making cool. It rain. You know, like,
they're making it rain with money.
And like, you know he's all about visual.
Yeah. Like,
I want to be
yes.
Nelly took a credit card and it swiped it on an ass. I remember that video.
Oh, Nelly, Tim,
I was like, that's what I want right there. To be a... When I come to America.
Woo! Oh,
we got more black wisdom.
20 black guys from the hood, put them into that school in the North Shore.
If I ran that school, I wouldn't even let that happen. Saying as a black man. Bro, this is what I hate about liberals. Niggas like to ignore reality because it hurts their feelings. Most black people are ass. Like, ass at life, ass at being civil, ass at emotional regulation. That's just me being straight up. Nigga, I'm black. I hate the fact that most niggas out here are being retarded. It make me look bad. That's why I'm open about it and I want black people to improve. Bro, if I ran that school, no, y'all not coming here. On God.
This is a black, that was a black American. Let's listen to a black or an African Canadian. Maybe Jamaican Canadian. Same thing.
I hate to be the black guy that's crying about too many Indians being in this country, because at the end of the day, immigration is what saved my parents' lives, which is what afforded me the ability to be born in Canada.
Okay, but now it's too much.
But at what point is too much too much? Whatever cultural values that we had in this country is being completely stripped from us and turning into something else. This is not an attack on Indians. What I'm trying to get people to understand is that we have some corrupt leaders selling off our countries. This is happening everywhere. We need to realize that as Canadians, as Americans, if you look into a lot of the immigration programs that are being set up to bring these immigrants in, you look at the root of the founder, guess where their background is.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being concerned about what's going on in the country that you live in. I don't know why it's such a taboo thing to even say, like, I don't want more Indians here, or I don't want more Asians here. Like,
bro,
we're losing
I don't even want any more Negroes here. I don't want anything in a surplus. Diversity and electing the highest qualified level of humans through a highly intact immigrational process is the only way to fix this. This is not my country.
No, it's not. But he's got that fucking Toronto accent there. You know what I'm saying? Broski? Crody? Toot-toot was my word. Numbnuts? What else we got for you guys?
So this dumbass chink, Gen Wu, who's a Democratic representative out of Texas, goes on some podcast and is sitting there like saying, hey, so I've always said all of us non-white people, all the Asians, Latinos, Indians, and African Americans, we should all come together because we're becoming the majority in this country now. We can take over. We all share the same oppressor. But what the fuck is this idiot talking about? Didn't his Ching Chong Bing Bong family escape from Guangzhou, China to come here so they could live amongst the oppressor? Don't we have all these Latinos hopping over the border so they can live amongst the oppressor? All the African Americans here who are living amongst the oppressor? So who the fuck is really getting oppressed? It's a fucking lie. This is a racial battle. These people are just using it as a fucking excuse because they hate white people and they want to see the destruction of fucking white people. There's no longer independent policy or principled policy anymore. You have to choose your racial lines. There is no independent position. You have to choose the race you want to fucking stand beside. And the thing is, what's funny, all of these non-white countries are fucking shitholes. So if you want your kids and great-great-great-grandkids to grow up in some fucking shithole, then choose the fucking brown side. But, or maybe you should choose the side of America, because white people are America. White people created America. And white people have created the most powerful countries we've ever seen in the modern day and age, like Nazi Germany, like Great Britain, like the United States of America in the 1940s. So you have to stand on this side if you love America. You have to stand on the white side if you love America. You have to stand against the enemies. The enemies being the Jews, who hate white Europeans, who hate white Christians since the time of the Romans, since their second temple was burned down, and have created the liberalism and progressivism that has destroyed our fucking country, removed Christ from the fucking country, and has enabled all of these non-white people to gain power to openly say they fucking hate white people and want to destroy white people. And also, these Jews pushed the Hart Celler Act, which opened the border to all these third world people to even come here, to include Gen Wu's ass, to be here and destroy fucking white people. So they've been here and created all of these issues to fight back against white people who are America. And if they're no longer here, it's going to become a shithole. So you stand with the browns, you're going fucking down. But white people and white preservation is the only way America has a fucking future.
I think one of the funniest things in life for me is watching a different race be racist to another different race. Like watching a black guy say Ching Chong Bing Bong is fucking hilarious. Maybe it's just me. Okay, let's balance that out a bit.
Entire Jews kicked out of every nation that they enter. This is going to be a quick, raw data analysis of why this is happening. Jewish people see themselves as a nation without borders, as in the people group view themselves as a nation. This means when they enter a civilization of a respective nation state and operate within it, they are a nation operating inside of another nation. Most of the time, that specific nation state isn't really aware or doesn't really understand what this means prior to them coming in. Secondly, Jewish people are incredibly intelligent, so they will work their way in two directions within society. Work their way up through banking, politics, law, medicine. They will also work their way down, managing the financial situations of the criminal underground. If you're familiar with the Italian mafia, will know this is true. But this gives them a dual-pronged control over the course of, 30, 40, 50 years within a civilization. And while naturally the government and police system of the nation state would hold the criminals accountable, you have to remember that Jewish people view themselves as a nation. It's the Jewish criminals who are operating outside of the bounds of the law of that nation state are actually still with the Jewish people who are in politics. So occasionally, allegedly, they might turn a cheek to, some of the criminal enterprise, because the crime isn't against Judea. It's not against that nation. It's against the actual nation state, which isn't the same thing as their nation, which allows the criminal underground to expand more rapidly and gain more control to keep the Jewish people safe. On the above ground level, to work their way up into things like media, commerce, finance, banking, law, politics, medicine. Once they get to the top, they largely will prioritize their own people for higher up positions, pushing the people of the original nation state further and further and further down the ladder. All this is done with the intention of keeping their own people safe. Over the course of time, this creates a serious problem, which is that you have a nation inside of another nation that is now taking resources from above and from below and pooling them into another nation inside that nation state. This kind of a relationship is not synergistic as it would be in a normal environment. If you think like the trees and leaves, oxygen, and all that kind of stuff, But when you add a entity that is going in and then siphoning out material resources and energy, but not giving back the proper amount, that is a parasitic relationship. I want to clarify, I'm not calling them parasites. I'm saying that nature of operation, that behavior set, is parasitic. Seen in abusive relationships with normal people who feel drained when interacting with their partner. Can be seen in nature when you have things like leeches. Just the taking without the equivalent giving back. Which inevitably leads to the people of that nation state getting upset at what they see as a non-symbiotic organism within the environment. And eventually, they kick them out to then reestablish the symbiosis.
Yeah, nice little speech to end off the stream with. We're really putting a lot of effort into this party, so I hope to see a lot of you there. Lee, I see you're in the chat. I want you to come and set up a booth. I've gone on and I'm personally inviting people that may not be in the stream tonight. But I have been going around getting a idea of how many are coming. We've got about 30 right now. Depends on how many people RSVP, but I'm going to make sure you guys have the funnest time we possibly can. So be there, everyone. All right. That's it for the evening. I hope everybody enjoys themselves. I'll leave you with a good song. But that's it for me. Have a good night. We'll see you next week, and we'll check in on the party.
Don't worry, child, we will kill them.
don't you fear at all. Don't worry, child, we will kill them all. Died so you may live. We can't forget and we won't forgive.